This is GQDN for Monday, August 17th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off your purchase by patreon.com/groupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a little bit of Fortnite news. I was playing that a little bit. We got a release date for an anticipated game, and there was a canceled Star Wars game. There's a story behind that one. Well, we begin today with Sony PlayStation, and we do, because two articles from PlayStationLifestyle.net. First one, PlayStation 5 blocked a version of a 2023 game. So, according to the developer, Stonks9800 is currently available on PC, where it has an overwhelming positive rating, and Xbox and Nintendo ports are going ahead. But the players do recall reporting on Sony's PlayStation Store shovelware purge this year, where thousands of low-effort junk games were nuked from the storefront. Sony has also banned known shovelware developers, terminating their contracts along the way. Stonks 9800 developer Turnox Games is not a shovelware development. That's according to PlayStationLifestyle.net. The games aren't shovelware either. Turnox is an independent developer, and its catalog includes quite a few positively reviewed fun games. But Sony deployed a shovelware filter that sorts through Turnox got caught in it, and the developer lost contact. Now the games are being delisted from the PlayStation Store. Turnox tweeted, quote, Stonks 9800 will not be coming to PlayStation 5. Sony PlayStation unliterally terminated my PlayStation developer and publisher agreement without giving me any reason. My existing games are scheduled to be removed from the PlayStation Store after August 23rd, end quote. And that is a total of 13 games. They are gone. Oh, wait, did I say PlayStation Lifestyle had two of them? No, Eurogamer's got one of the two. And we're sticking with Sony PlayStation because, according to Eurogamer, there's no release date for PlayStation 6. And that is because of all the AI data centers and all of the chips are not being manufactured right now for the consoles. So with an interview with the Wall Street Journal, Sony's CEO Hiroko Totoki did reveal that multiple parts of Sony's hardware business are now being affected by the ongoing component crisis. The article, most concerned with Sony's evolution from companies making Walkman and Discman devices into multimedia hardware in the media empire, does touch on gaming, although briefly. That was pointed out by VGC, and the article did outnumber a number of analysts that PlayStation 6 would arrive in next year. But Sony does not know when the console will arrive yet. Wall Street Journal said, quote, Totoki said the company still hasn't fixed a date for PlayStation 6 launch, end quote. So what's going to happen? That's what we don't know. Now, we go to GameSpot.com because somebody was making a Star Wars game, but then that company got disbanded. The code name for the Star Wars game we're talking about was Majlin, I am assuming. And that was worth noting that Zynga was never actually confirmed the project would have allowed players to pick up a lightsaber and play as a Jedi. Or maybe they wanted to be a Mandalorian. So according to the development materials that was seen by MP First, Megillion was in development at Extra Games, but the studio was shut down last year by its owner Zynga. Natural Motion was also assisting on the game's production, which was reportedly kicking off in 2021. Some of the footage was shared by the former Extra Games developer shows a third-person ARPG with plenty of shoot and loot gameplay, featuring two character classes, Jedi and Mandalorian. That company has gone bye-bye. But that's not Marvel Rivals. Hey, let's get into some cheating, or maybe the effect of the cheating banning bots. Because according to PCGamer.com, that was going on. Because the cheaters in Marvel Rivals are working very hard. Some of them went to extreme lengths to avoid getting some bad losses tacked to their previous match history and the config files to help them do so. The streamer, LightPK, was talking in a social media post on X all about this. Quote, NetEase Games and Marvel Rivals. People are intentionally abusing the cheating detection system to cancel games with no consequence when they are losing. They drag and drop config files into the game folder mid-game, cancel game cancels. They remove them and nothing happens to their account. Fix this ASAP. This has happened to me 5 times on stream today alone. Now, that's an end quote, by the way. Now, the trick that seemed to involve players leaving a match temporarily, dropping config files into the game file mid-match, and then loading back into the game. This causes the match to cancel. NetEase does not like players messing with the configuration files. Some players realized that by messing with the settings, they could strip Marvel Rivals maps from their complicated flourishes and downgrading it just to bare bones. That would give a competitive advantage to the enemy heroes stood out more, and there was a visual mess clogging up team fights. NetEase did respond with a warning. Anyone caught with the modded configurations, which would boost performance and optimization, would be met with penalties like temporary suspension. That's because some of the players were still using it for nefarious reasons. That's happening. So is this one. D23 happened this weekend, and according to the panel last night via PlayStationLifestyle.net, Kingdom Hearts 4 now has a soft release date, and they're saying that will launch late in 2027. Plus, it will also get a disc launch. The physical production cutoff date is set for January 2028, but Square Enix did not share the details on that. Now, with that, they did show some of the worlds to where Sora is going to go. And really, could you play as Mickey? Yes, you can. More details will come when the game comes closer to launch. What would you play that on? According to PC Gamer, you might not want to do that on your OLED TV, because the OLED gaming monitor or TV purchase over the last few years is now under research. And that is because they don't really work that well. The long-term tests of the OLED TV's manufacturers between 2020 and 2023 did not show a significant reduction in burn-in compared to 2017's LG model. Its increased screen brightness is likely to blame. So there's going to be more burn-ins in the TVs. Just be careful. That does happen. But if you want a smart speaker, TheVerge.com did say that WEM's capable HomePod Esquimart speaker is about $50 off. Normally, the smart speaker is $300, but right now they're $254.15. 15% off on Amazon, and that's directly through WEM, and they have the same price. So if you want that, but like I said, if you play some Fortnite, oh boy, there's gonna be some mega crossovers. Sonic, Mega Man, Persona, and Kingdom Hearts. The override begins on August 20th, and yesterday's trailer did confirm the new map, and the battle pass will be centered on a wide range of video game crossovers, which means Sonic the Hedgehog will be a part of it. Green Hill Zone will also appear on the map, and Sonic is just the tip of the iceberg. There's going to be Tails, Dr. Eggman, Shadow, Mega Man, Crash Bandicoot, Spyro the Dragon, Joker from Persona 5, and a giant Tetris blocks that fall from the sky. Some other characters have appeared in some of their skins, like Master Chief, Geralt, Ryu, and Lara Croft, according to the Battle Shop. So yeah, there's something coming to Fortnite. That's a lot of stuff. But if you got an Xbox, go check out Future Night. It is out right now for Xbox. In fact, the Eternium Games Studios did say that, quote, Future Night is out now and ready to play. Relive magic and the beeps of those classic LCD pocket screens. A direct trip back to your childhood right in 2026. Go enjoy it. You know you enjoy us. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2026. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow, maybe, for more gaming news, including, maybe, the race to world first. So until then, Go play some video games, people.